97.9 The Box, it's the Mad Hatter Morning Show. Everyone's talking about it. You see it on the news every single day, every single minute. Ebola, 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 Ebola. There's a huge fear in our society. So much so, a nurse had been quarantined in Maine after coming back from Sierra Leone because she treated Ebola patients. She was part of a Doctors Without Borders in Sierra Leone project. And when she came back, they held her, had her in a tent, I understand. They were blowing oxygen or something in it. She refused. She said, I will not be quarantined anymore. And so now she in Jimbo's where has gone rogue. Here is Casey Hickox talking about that.
We have been in negotiations all day with the state of Maine and tried to resolve this amicably, but they will not allow me to leave my house and have any interaction with the public, even though I am completely healthy and symptom-free.
That's Casey Hickox again talking about not being quarantined any longer. She has tested negative for the disease, and she is moving on with her life because there's so much hoopla and hollering about this. And yesterday, our president of the United States, President Barack Obama, spoke on the White House lawn about the Ebola fears.
America, in the end, is not defined by fear. That's not who we are. We don't just react based on our fears. We react based on facts and judgment.
And maybe people don't have all the facts. That's why we've brought in a doctor and someone that was the former principal advisor to the Liberian president to speak on this issue. In fact, there's an Ebola forum that's happening at Jones Future Academy Friday at 1 o'clock. Dr. Menard, do me a favor. She's from the Houston chapter of the U.S. National Committee for UN Women. Tell folks what Ebola actually is.
Ebola is a virus, of course, and at this point, it's something that is contracted only when a person is tremendously sick,
right,
by fever and things of that nature, those signs. Okay. But you cannot contract Ebola by just, you know, without being the heavy signs and things of that nature.
How possible is it really for there to be this epidemic Ebola outbreak?
Ebola is highly contagious. But it is only contagious if you are interacting with the bodily fluids of someone who is severely sick. The disease is most contagious when that person is very, very sick. In other words, if I had Ebola today and I came and sat next to you and I'm perfectly fine and we're having a good time, you're not going to catch it from me. However, if I came and sat next to you and I was visibly very, very sick, then I am most contagious. And in most cases, if I am that sick, I probably won't even be able to walk up to your studio. Most of the people who have contracted the disease, who have caught it, particularly in the healthcare community, have been interacting very closely, very directly with very, very sick patients. In my own country of Liberia, in Sierra Leone, in Guinea, and some of the other countries, people in local communities that have contracted the disease have contracted it because they've been in very close proximity dealing with very, very sick relatives. So it's not like people walking around the street or sharing the same car, breathing the same airspace, and they suddenly become sick with a disease. It doesn't work like that.
For those listening, we're talking to the Honorable Michael Waterson, former principal advisor to the Liberian president. Dr. Rena Menard is also on the line with us, president of the Houston chapter of the U.S. National Committee for UN Women. People are going to want to know how they can really protect themselves in this situation. Mm-hmm. What should they be doing? What should we all be doing?
I think the most important thing we can do in this country is, you know, provide really focused and concerted efforts to those who are trying to combat the disease in West Africa. The fact of the matter is we live in a very small and interconnected world. People travel back and forth for all sorts of reasons all the time. So it's very important that we combat the disease, contain it, and eliminate it in West Africa, mm-hmm, so that it doesn't find its way over here. To date, or other countries, to date, what has happened, we've seen primarily the disease has traveled through healthcare workers who have been working in some of the affected areas and have come back to their home countries of the U.S. or somewhere in Europe or things of that nature. So if we can contain and eliminate the outbreak at its source currently, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Liberia, those places, then we will be able to completely eradicate and safeguard ourselves in this country, in Europe, and elsewhere.
Dr. Menard, there is going to be a forum on Ebola at Jones Future Academy at 1 o'clock on Friday. What's going to be the state of address? What are you guys going to be talking about?
That will be a Q&A session. There's going to be a lot of questions. We're going to have Dr. Percy, who's the medical director, EMS, for the city of Houston. We're going to have the mayor's chief of staff there. It's going to be a lot of leadership on that panel. And, of course, Mr. Worthington will be blessing us with his presence here in Houston. We're going to be answering questions from stakeholders, the community. The Jones Health professionals, young health professionals there, they're engaged. They're actually running a wipeout campaign. They're collecting sanitizers to be able to send over to Liberia and hard-hit areas. These children are beginning the process of being engaged and understanding what Ebola and other viruses are. So we will be there Friday, 1 o'clock, and unfortunately it is Halloween, but trick-or-treat, right?
Right.
So, and we definitely want the stakeholders here in Houston to join us. And any questions, I think our panel will be able to address and also give you information on what the city of Houston, how the city of Houston is preparing for anyone who comes in contact here in Houston.
Folks, again, Jones Future Academy, Friday, 1 o'clock, 7414 St. Lowe Road, Houston, Texas. If you want to put it on your MapQuest, 77033. I want to give you all that information. Dr. Rena Menard, President of the Houston Chapter of the U.S. National Committee for UN Women, and the Honorable Michael Worthington, former principal advisor to the Liberian president. Thank you both for all this great information that you shared with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.